Welcome. Today we're traveling through Tenerife and nearby La Gomera, two Canary Islands that make a wonderful contrast. Open volcanic drama and Atlantic views on one side, green ravines and slower forest walking on the other. The useful idea is not to race through them as competing checklists. Think of Tenerife as the powerful introduction, then let La Gomera change the pace. Along the way, we'll cover landscapes, a realistic short route, food, weather, transport, and how to travel gently. Tenerife's volcanic character is immediate. Roads climb from coastal towns toward the Mount Teide area, and the scenery can shift from dry-looking slopes to high, sculpted lava formations. It feels less like one uniform island than a series of distinct worlds stacked by altitude. Mount Teide is central to that experience, but the wider volcanic landscape matters just as much. Give yourself time for viewpoints and short walks where permitted, rather than treating the mountain as a quick photograph. The scale is what stays with you. And then there is the Atlantic. From elevated roads or coastal outlooks, the horizon can seem enormous, with light moving across the water and clouds gathering below higher ground. It is tempting to plan every stop tightly. I would resist that impulse. A practical reminder, conditions can vary sharply across Tenerife. A warm coast does not guarantee warm, clear weather higher up, and one side of the island may feel very different from the other. Carry layers, water, and let the day's conditions guide your plan. La Gomera offers a quieter counterpoint. Its mountainous interior, deep valleys, and green forested areas make the island feel intimate, even when the terrain is dramatic. The pleasure here is often in moving slowly. A bend in the road, a viewpoint, then a walk into cooler shade. Forest walking is the heart of a visit for many travelers. Choose marked routes that match your ability and the weather, and allow time to stop rather than simply accumulate distance. Mist, changing light, and the sound of wind in the trees can be as memorable as a grand panorama. Could La Gomera be a day trip? In theory, perhaps. In practice, it rewards at least enough time to settle into its rhythm. Ferry connections, mountain roads, and trail starts all take longer than they appear on a map, so an overnight stay can transform the experience. For a compact combined trip, begin on Tenerife. Use your first days for the Mount Teide landscape and one contrasting Atlantic or coastal viewpoint. Keep the schedule loose enough to adjust for cloud, wind, or simply to place that deserves another hour. Then cross to La Gomera and give the island at least two unhurried days if you can. One day can focus on a forest walk and interior viewpoints. Another can be reserved for a different valley, a coastal pause, or a shorter trail after a relaxed morning. Check ferry arrangements locally before building the road around a particular crossing, because schedules and conditions can change. The same goes for road access and trail guidance. A flexible itinerary is not a compromise here, it is the sensible way to enjoy both islands. When you stop to eat, look for Canarian flavors rather than chasing an imagined single island dish. Papas arrugadas, the small salted potatoes typically served with mojo sauce, are a simple essential. They are especially satisfying after a walk, alongside locally rooted cooking and an unhurried meal. For walking and sightseeing, the milder parts of the year are often especially appealing, though weather still changes with elevation and exposure. A rental car gives useful freedom, but drive patiently. Roads can be winding, distances deceptive, and scenic stops frequent. Leave extra time for ferries and mountain journeys. Both islands ask for care. Stay on marked trails, respect protected volcanic and forest environments, and follow local access guidance without argument. Drive calmly, keep viewpoints tidy, and spend with small local businesses when it suits your trip. These are lived-in places, not scenery designed for speed. The takeaway is simple. Tenerife and La Gomera work best together when you let each island be itself. Make room for Teide's volcanic scale, Atlantic outlooks, forest paths, ferry time, and the surprises created by changing weather. Thanks for listening. Travel slowly, pack for more than one climate, and leave the landscapes as inviting for the next walker as they were for you. Until next time, safe travels.